noon and I'll give you the answers.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Why is there tension between commercial drivers and the transport unions? That's our big conversation on the Big Hard Fact. We've been talking about this issue quite a bit on Hard Facts in the last few weeks because it's been in the news a lot. Remember, we had the rolling strikes by commercial drivers in Badagry, right? Because according to them, they are being harassed by the NURTW and the RTEAN. Now, yesterday's Big Hard Fact. According to the Lagos State Government, 200,000 of the 5 million cars on the state's roads are commercial vehicles. So by the time you count the commercial drivers, the vehicle owners, the conductors, you're talking about between 250,000 and 500,000 Lagosians directly affected by these issues. And then when you think about the passengers that rely on the services and the people who employ the passengers or do business with the passengers, you're talking about millions of Lagosians who are indirectly affected by this running dispute. So today we want to go deep into what's causing these problems between commercial drivers, the unions and the Agberos as well. Now, of course, I'm expecting the House chairman, the House committee chairman on transportation. He's supposed to join us on the show today, the chairman of the Lagos House of Assembly Transport Committee, Honorable Temi Tokwe. He's supposed to be here with us. We're trying at the moment to call him. We're calling him over and over again so that he can actually join in the conversation. He agreed to do this with us last week when we got in touch with him, and we've been trying all day to confirm that conversation. So we do hope that he joins us. We're still expecting him. But yeah, Lagos, let's start with the Badagry situation. That's the most recent one. And then we'll work our way out. Drivers in Badagry went on multiple strikes in the last few weeks. Remember, they were protesting against the high ticket prices that they were being made to pay. Let me read you the words of Jude Ogumola, the Lagos chairman of MCTA, the Mega City Transport Association. Jude said, "We want to make it clear to the public and the Lagos State Government that the National Union of Road Transport Workers and Road Transport Employee Association of Nigeria are not our representatives, as none of our drivers are members of the two unions. We pay tickets at every bus stop, and those Agberos do not have buses on the road. The harassment of the Agberos on the drivers is becoming alarming and worrisome, such that the Agberos beat the drivers and the bus conductors, coupled with damaging their vehicles. There should be no longer national and state tickets. We can no longer pay to NURTW and RTEAN the high ticket fee of 7,000 naira per day. It's too much for us. They should release all our drivers kidnapped by Agberos. They should treat all our injured drivers and compensate them. All vehicles destroyed must be replaced." End quote. 7,000 naira a day. Think about that. So if a driver works 6 days in a week in Badagry, he is paying 168,000 naira a month. So you have to ask, how much is the driver making? How can he possibly pay that comfortably? 7,000 naira a day. And that's what these drivers are protesting against. That's what they're protesting against. Now, the Lagos State House of Assembly stepped in. And that's why I invited Adewale Temitope to the show today. He's the chairman of the House Committee on Transport. And he brokered the deal. But as you can see, he's not here. But we did hear from him last week talking about the deal. Here's what he said.
There was a misconnection or disconnection between the information being passed from the head of the union to its people as well as the position of the government. What the ticket issued by the state government was looking to address was all fines issued by local government would be taken off the lawman and the rest of its unnecessary taxations that were being paid on maybe two other agencies or to the region and the rest of them, be put together into one ticket. And that single business is going to be a universal ticket. So, for example, if you work in Ikorodu, you have a ticket of 800 naira. It allows you to work beyond Ikorodu. You can work in Ekpe, you can work in Badagry, you can work in Ikeja. Every other part of Lagos State has accepted. And what we've done today, we have been able to reach a consensus agreement. I know in the next few minutes we'll be meeting as well with the government. And the decisions that we're making and the resolution of the House will further foster unity amongst
road users,
the drivers, and the transport
engineers. So that's Adewale Temitope last week. That's what he had to say. What do you have to say, Lagos? What do you think about the fact that commercial drivers in Badagry say that they were paying 7,000 naira daily tickets? What do you think about this new ticket program that the House of Assembly is saying will end the problem? 01465-7190. That's our number for women. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's our number for women. Our number for men, 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. And we're streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming as well on YouTube. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Toyin is in Aja. Hello, Toyin. Thank you for calling us. Toyin, hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. So, I don't have a solution. I just want to complain. This track is okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I don't stay in my friend's house. The thing is, taking this amount of money as a ticket is actually ridiculous. Like, calculated, it's over 100,000 every month. So at the end of the day, how much do they really make? But I don't know what the government is really doing. I don't know if it makes it, because I don't understand what they are saying from the House of Assembly. But here's my take. If they keep increasing these fares or whatever like that, it's affecting those, it's affecting people like me. We don't have cars. We have to enter this public transport every day to every destination. So it's in return, they're going to keep increasing the fares. And it's not making sense anymore. Like, I don't know. If there's something else they can do, they should just help us, because it's going to affect us at the end of the day. Food prices increasing, transportation is going to increase, of course, and then they're also taking money for tickets. So everything is just going to boil down to the common man, and it's going to make life miserable for us.
Toyin, I see your point, but thank you very much for calling us. We appreciate it. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Let's talk to you. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ben from Yaba.
Hello, Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, this Agbero problem in Lagos State, you know, I always said it on this network that, on this line, on this station that a time will come where just for us to step out of our house, Agbero will come and ask for money. If we want to go to the next street, they will ask, before you enter the next street, we have to pay. My own brother is a keke napep. He was into keke napep.
Okay.
He wake up around 5 a.m. and work till around 9 to 11 p.m. He makes between 11 to 14,000 naira every day. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you know how much he pays to Agbero?
How much?
In the name of NURCW, 5,870 naira. That's what he pays every day.
Every day.
Exactly. Around that cell to Agor Palace, Okota Lane.
5,780
yes,
naira.
Yes, yes. And he's not doing down for keke napep.
Do you know that is 173,000 every month?
I am telling you, he does that every day.
My God.
Sometimes he falls sick. Every week he falls sick. And he has to hustle. You know, to do yahoo yahoo. This is what he goes through every freaking day. Are you there, ma'am?
I'm here.
So that's what he goes through. And every day he goes through that. And yet, out of the remaining money, he still have to pay delivery, 5,000 naira. Because every week, the person that he do hire purchase from, he has to pay 25,000 naira.
So how much does he go home with at the end of the day?
Now, that's where I'm going to. He wakes up around 5 a.m. And walks to around 11 p.m. And he will now come home with just 4,000 naira.
Hey.
4,000 naira. kokere ko poju 4,000 naira.
Hey.
Out of that money, you will still eat. You will feed. Girlfriend, you go one do. Medicine, money for medicine for his ulcer, you still pay. And this doubt, and if the arrest is keke, you still have to pay more than 14,000 to 15,000 naira to
get it
from
back.
Them.
Mm.
Yes. So do you know what they are going through? So this is madness in this Lagos. And when I was serving in Oshun, my brother came to me to spend some time with me,
mm-hmm.
and we enter cab, mm-hmm. we enter Okada.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, a discussion came between them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asking them how much they pay daily.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how much they are paying? 300 naira per day. And they are free to go to any local government, from Oshogbo to Ife, to anywhere. 300 naira. After that 300 naira, they are free to go anywhere in the whole of Oshun State. He was crying. He was shaking. He was crying like Jesus. If there's a way that I can carry his neck and a pep and come to Oshun State, he doesn't want to come to Lagos again.
Thank you very much for calling us. We've got Rotimi on the line. Hello, Rotimi.
God bless you, Mr. Zanja.
Bless you as well. Welcome.
Yakubu Rotimi on the line.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
You see, I served in the army for 29 years. When I retire, I try to buy three balls. Are you seeing, ma?
Uh-huh. You try to buy, huh? Go ahead.
I bought three buses for commercial purpose.
Okay.
But whenever my driver went out and the motor get for new motor, when the motor get for around 12 or 1 in the afternoon, you ask them for money to repair the motor. They say, I don't collect all the money for the hand. It's the fault of the government, too. The fault of the government. They forced me out. I have to sell the three bikes and try to come to clean my two buildings. That's why I just have peace. Because when the motor is on the road, the police is a minor. What of the last month? Whether you do anything, they don't do anything, they get the arrested, collect 10,000, 20,000 from their hand. You begin to watch the act, you begin to watch the last month. Look at the chairman of the Lagos State, the former chairman of the Lagos State. Whenever he's going out, like you see the convoy of the bike, like 20, like 50 or 20, as if the president is coming to some land. Is that the way to all the country? Look at the Lagos State, they go alone. This is the problem of the government. When I'm a kid, a small boy, it's only the local government that will give the ticket to commercial vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But now, everywhere, bus of Agbero, what do you expect? Every area, but everywhere, who's gas everywhere? Nobody to control them. If the government wants to stop them, if we don't take them, we will to flood your house. God bless you. Have a nice day.
Ruchimi, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Ahiwe back on the line.
Good to have you on the show.
As regards to give order the federal government to shoot anybody with AK-47, it was not with local government alone. No. When they collect money from all the states as regards to the national treasury, they will recommend them, but they don't have power over the state government and to give them directives. All this complaint they have been making, do you mean it does not go to the House of Assembly? Or it does not go to the president of the nation to keep the Nigerian in order? The governor have no total, absolute control over a state and against the people that he's ruling, say whether they are native or not. So I think they should know the law and apply the law. That's why many people are saying Lagos, now no man's land. Now who get power? Now he get money for Lagos. You know, you don't address a state like that. And because you are an indigenous of a place, you want a gag up court member terrorizing tomato seller on the street. They collect 100 naira from them. Those selling along the road, every corner. As long as you bring out something to sell, you must pay up. You must pay money. So even though you must pay money, what was this, what they call it, the Agbero on the road now, is getting, the number is at waiting. Then even the last man, they are putting eye on the downfall driver, or what they call it, the public transport driver, to feed every day. They are not doing the right thing. They will go and remove the indication mark as regard to one way.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately a motor enter the one way unknown to the driver, all of them will rush out from where they are hiding. And say, you have said, okay, where is the sign now? It's not there. It's there, but this road is marked one way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way to rule? Eh? They have a one at a GRA near the National Petroleum Station, near NEPA there. They said to put the one way on the highway so that the coming vehicle will see it. They go and put it inside the street. on the way going to the street. Until when our motor entered there, all of them rushed. I said, what is the matter? I said, this one way. I said, where is the signboard? I said, you're supposed to face it on the highway. Other person will know this is one way. They remove the signboard, go and put it inside. Near the distance, we are going to the NEPA office there.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the pleading, they demanded 40,000 because it was carrying load.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is not the way to rule a state. Now, all this one, Nemesis will backfire back at them.
Okay?
They don't fear God at all. They don't believe there is a supreme being. They don't believe there is a Nemesis. Because the devil have used money to blindfold their eyes that now who get money, now he get Lagos. It's not good now.
All right, Aigbe, thank you very much for calling. We really appreciate it. We're going to call Honorable Temi Tokpe at after the break at 27. He just reached out to us and said he's been in several meetings. So we're going to get in touch with him after the break at 5:27. And he can answer a few of the questions that I'm sure you have, Lagos. So just hang in there. We'll talk to him and have him answer questions for us. I'll have Kemi go downstairs and inform the lady who has been trying to call him since we've been talking. Lagos, the numbers to call are 0700-993-993-993. Now, let me tell you something that Honorable Temitope talked about, Adewale Temitope talked about last week when he was saying that there will now be a central ticket, right? That the bus drivers and the Kekenapep drivers will have to pay for. And I heard that and I said to myself, why? Why are we still using tickets to collect tax from commercial drivers? Why are those tickets being bought and sold on the streets? In of itself, is this not a recipe for disaster? Because Lagos State has LIRS. The Lagos Inland Revenue Service. Their job is to collect tax, levies, other payments. That ticket that the commercial driver pays, it's a form of tax. It's what permits them to operate in the state. And some Lagosians are asking why LIRS is not collecting taxes from commercial drivers directly, instead of this system of tickets with unions and agberus, which keeps causing tension and violence. Now, others say it's because collecting taxes from commercial vehicles is more complicated than collecting tax from an office, right? Commercial vehicles move around. They also say it's harder to collect their payments because they are on the road all day and you can't expect them to leave the road and go to tax, go to the tax office to go and pay their tax, the drivers, that is. But people, it's 2021. Eh? We get phone now, Abi. We have e-tags. We have recharge cards. So when you talk to the experts, they say that there are many ways that LIRS could set up a payment system for commercial drivers. In fact, the state could use it as a way to drive the adoption of electronic payments. Because remember what I said when we started, there are 200,000 commercial vehicles. That means one out of every 1,000 Lagosians is a commercial driver. Imagine if the state government got all of them on an electronic payment platform. Or even 70% of them, Sef. So yes, they still collect cash from their customers, but when they want to pay their tax, they buy a recharge card, for example, load their LIRS account or deposit the money during their free time and use their phone to pay LIRS. That one is just one solution. Oh, there are many. I mean, if you go to most countries in the world, you don't have people at the bus stops waiting to collect money from driver. And if they cannot collect the money, they'll break your side mirror. Why is it happening here? Why is this system not evolving? We're not animals now, are we? Do we need the current ticket system for commercial drivers? Do we need that? 0700-993-993-993. We've got Ben on the line. Ben is in Unilag. Hello, Ben. Thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am. You know, when you said you wanted to invite that man, I wanted to bet you that day, was it not on Monday or Tuesday? I wanted to bet it with you that man will not come. I know that he will not come.
Well, you have failed now because he's coming. He's going to talk to us after the break.
I can't wait.
So you owe me money. Kai, we should have bet so I give you
money.
Oh
my God. You already say, I think I go chop your money.
No, you see, now you go chop and now. I'll give you account number. No worry.
All right. But, you know, at Oyinbo, there's this NURTW chieftain that I know very, very well. He's very close to me.
Okay.
So, We were discussing, and he said something. He said there are three capitals in Lagos State.
Okay.
One that we all recognize is the one in Alausa.
Okay.
But there are two that we don't know. There's one in Oshodi, and there's another one in Bodilo.
Okay.
So when it comes to the fiscal life of Lagos, Lagos only captured like 15% out of all those money that those agbero collect. The rest goes to unseen hands, and that's how Lagos has been running since the 90s. And he said that because he has lived his life for over 60 years, so he knows these games. So if the government, these agberos, they are like a mafia. They are like what's the name of all these Mexican drug lords. That's what they are in Lagos. They are like lords. They are like lords of everything. So if the government is ready, the government must be ready to take on them hand or heads on. But the problem is that they are benefiting from it. I was looking at data on Facebook, or was it not on Twitter? I said that Agbero make nothing less than about 1.04 billion naira daily from market women. Are you there?
I'm here.
From market women, from transporters, 1.04 billion naira daily. Where's that money going to? And I heard that Lagos State only capture nothing less than about 10 to 15%. The rest, where they go? So you should not be surprised when you see their leaders going with convoys, sending their children to Oxford, Harvard. That's the madness going on in this Lagos.
My God. Ben.
Let that man come. I want to hear from him. Let us hear what he won't talk.
All right, Ben. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take a final call and then take a break and then bring on Honorable Timmy Tokbay Adewale. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling us. What's your name?
Our own Naswani Maketo. If you see what they are doing on the other good. More than 4 tickets. That's Monday, Tuesday, we're selling at Aswani. If you did not stay in time, if you tell them, go, come back, let me sell. They will not agree. They will pack your market. It's too much in this Lagos, so Agboro. Too much. That man will not. He will just come and say his own. They will still continue doing what they are doing.
No, he's the House Committee Chairman on Transportation. Okay, he will say something that Lagosians will benefit from. Let's have faith. We've got a message here on WhatsApp. Sandra, thank you. You've just said it all. I'm an IT guy. I can develop a system that will do what you've just said very easily. Mrs. Sandra, could you believe that secondary school students are now leaving school for Agbero business, saying that there is money in it? My God. That's a message from Daily. Daily, thank you very much. He's sending us that message from Agbara today. Sandra, do a poll and ask whether driver wants NURTW and the results will come back with 200% no. If you want to work in Agric to Ishawo, you will pay 1.5 for booking in Agric and also buy tickets of 400 naira each for two. Then you will pay 1,002 at Igbo Lomu Junction. You will pay 150 or 200 each loading. You will also pay VIO money, 300. Owo Lokpa, Owo Tax Force, Owo Oje Chairman. Plus, there are policemen and women on 4 checkpoints. And on 3 shifts, you must settle. Mila, thank you for your message. Let's go on a break.
It means to fire on.
Fire on. Fire on.
To fire on when everything inside me says stop. To fire on even when it seems I'm no longer in the running for the prize. Because when you're your own hero, even when you fall, you pick yourself up and keep going like the
elite.
We're back.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, Lagos, we are back. It's 5:35. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Why is there tension between commercial drivers and the transport unions. That's our big conversation on the Big Hard Fact today. We've been talking about this issue quite a bit on Hard Facts in the last few weeks because it's been in the news a lot, because we had rolling strikes by commercial drivers in Badagry because, according to them, they are being harassed by the NURTW and the RTEAN. Now, I told you that according to the Lagos State Government, 200,000 of the 5 million cars on the state's roads are commercial vehicles. So we did the math, and by the time you count the commercial drivers, the vehicle owners, the conductors, you're talking about a quarter million and a half million Lagosians who are directly affected by these issues. Now, joining me to have this conversation is the chairman of the Lagos House of Assembly Transport Committee, Honorable Temitope Adewale. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sandra. My apologies, I've not been available to pose that.
Yes.
I went on an oversight function.
Okay, great.
And I recently just got back.
Well,
so
we have you here now, so that's great. Honorable Adewale represents Ifako Ijaye Constituency 1. Honorable, recently the House intervened to end the strike by commercial drivers in Badagry. What were the core grievances?
That's correct.
What were the core grievances? What did you say to convince them to pull back?
So over the past 2 to 3 months, mm-hmm. the House has received a lot of petitions from commercial drivers and the unions and the rest of them.
Right.
So the recent development had to do with a recent ticket that that was given by the state government in form to regulate the payments made by the commercial drivers or by the drivers to the unions and the others.
Right.
So that was what happened. So the government did what we call the test run, what they call the test run. And let me state clearly that I'm the chairman House Committee on Transportation,
right.
and I do not have any executive power to
of
make
course.
Such decisions. And I will not speak on behalf of the commissioner.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So the ticket was, we had too many complaints coming from the bus drivers,
mm-hmm.
especially in the Badagry division.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a test run for 800 tickets that would take care of all other fees that were being collected on the road by both the local government, the union, the RTEAN, the NURTW. And I think because it was not properly informed, they had the issues and they didn't trust where the ticket was coming from, and they thought or they felt they were, according to those that came, the Association of Drivers
mm-hmm.
in Badagry Division.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came with their grievances.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went into it. And then we called. We called the retailer, we called them. And you would be so surprised that 90% of the monies that have been levied on them are collected by people that are not part of the union or the government.
Mm.
So they go, and they said, they made you understand that in each local government, you're coming from Badagry Division, you're coming to Mile 2, they get to pay close to 8,000. And I asked you who, or we asked the who. And they said, oh, they're collecting money, 100 naira, 100 naira, 1,500, 1,500. And do you have receipts for it? I said, no receipt. So then why are you paying? So the state government was looking at having a singular ticket that would also work like an ITS, integrated travel system card, for all activities that has to do with payment. We're going electronic. And that's exactly what we're doing. You know, in the past couple of months, we've been working on the transport sector reform law. And these are the things that are part of the law we're working on to make sure we give comfort to those who work and earn a living through this means. So, I mean, it's been a tough one. It's been a tough one because we had a series of meetings, and these meetings were still ongoing. They had a meeting with the governor. And, you know, I think the decision made by the executive has not been communicated. But when they do, if we're comfortable with it, we would go ahead with it. But if we're not, we would tell them what the people want. We represent the people, and we'll continue to speak on behalf of the people.
I have to ask, Honorable Adewale, how is such a thing like people collecting money and the money not getting to the unions or the government, how is such a thing able to happen?
So it's possible because every ticket collecting is domiciled in the local government by the workforce. part of the union are the bus drivers. And part of the bus drivers are union. To a large extent, all bus drivers are to belong to either a union, either the region or the national union. And all, both the national union recognized by law, national union and the region, should be part of either the TUC or the NLC. So some of them that have buses would work, and at some point in time they come back and not work. And then they be on the other side. They switch sides. So when they say, when they came to me and said, oh, when we're leaving from here to here, we paid this. And I'm asking, do you have a ticket for it? He said no.
And I said, that's my question, Honorable Adewale. How is that kind of thing able to happen? Does that mean that the executive has not had enough oversight or oversight resources to monitor revenue collection on the roads? How can such a thing happen?
So revenue collection is very easy. And I think the state, this is the reason why the state government came with a singular ticket that is universal, where when you buy a ticket in Ikeja, you can use it in Badagry for the day. You can use it in Ifakojai. You can use it in Ekwe. You can use it in Ikorodu. You don't have to move from one local government and have to buy tickets. So the singular ticket is supposed to serve as a universal ticket for the day.
Right.
There is no money for morning, no money for afternoon or night,
right,
as it were.
Right.
And that's a part of the regulations the state government is working towards.
So the state government is working towards this at the moment?
Yes, that's what led to the strike, because they didn't understand what was happening. The ticket that came from the state government, whereby they do not need to pay the local government or any other toll collector anything again. But they didn't understand it came from the state government. So they thought, after all they will pay, they will still pay the 800 naira.
Now, so I've spoken to commercial drivers on hard facts. And they say that even when the revenue collectors on the road break the laws, extort them, assault them, they have no recourse or protection. I say that because you said earlier on, well, why are you paying for this ticket that nobody licensed them to collect? These drivers said to me on hard facts, even when they report to the police doesn't help. So in this scenario, with this single ticket, what happens when those people on the road refuse to accept the single ticket and choose to extort the drivers?
So I understand there's the need for enforcement. There's the need for strong enforcement. And I think that's the reason why they created the task force unit. So what they do is basically, even both the, I don't know how the government intends to achieve, but I know those who will be giving out the ticket as well, as a union, they monitor the state government's revenue, the ticket. What I mean in essence is that they are the ones who know these people. So they can't sell any other ticket apart from the state government ticket. And I know if anybody is trying to out of them, they will be met with the full force of the law.
Can any system work as long as it is dependent on these revenue collectors doing the right thing unsupervised?
So like I explained again, the Lagos State government is working very hard to have an ITS, integrated travel system,
okay,
that is called the Cowrie card.
Okay.
The card will work on all systems, including the waterways,
okay,
including the rail system, mm-hmm, and the buses,
mm-hmm,
both the commercial buses and the privately owned buses as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what this means is the same card you use would work on the first and the last mile. This is something the state government is working on,
okay,
and I'm not sure if I am permissioned to speak about it yet.
Okay.
But I think it has to do with having a very lucrative and attractive mass transit in the state.
This
includes the first and last mile, where it takes you from the inner roads down to the street, where you get to the where you get to bus stations, and then you have the interchange, and it takes you to the interchange, where you can either connect the rail or you can connect the boat, the waterways.
Hmm. Now, I have to ask, how does the government set the price for these tickets? What formula is used? How sensitive is that formula to the actual revenue and slim profit margins for drivers?
So I think, for if a driver paid as much as 6,000, 8,000 naira daily before,
mm-hmm,
and it has been brought down to 800 naira, I'm not saying it's fixed. I don't know yet, I think that's going to be done by the Ministry of Finance mm-hmm. and the LIRF. Mm-hmm. But I think it saves them more from the what they've been paying before. I know the state government is working on something called the Lagos State Parking Authority, mm-hmm. where all parks and garages, multi-level parks, will be under one body. Mm-hmm. And it is regulated and controlled by. So, I mean, these are things that the government is working on that I'm not sure I'm permitted to speak about yet.
Okay.
Until fruition.
Okay. Now, will your committee summon the Transport Commissioner to share precise plans for how the ministry will supervise revenue collectors and enforce their strict adherence to the single card, since you acknowledge that there is an enforcement issue?
Say that again?
Will your committee summon the Transport Commissioner to share precise plans for how the ministry will supervise revenue collectors and enforce their strict adherence to this single card that you've talked about, since you yourself have said that there's an enforcement issue?
So, as of the moment, what is most important is to have easy life for those who reside in the Badagry region, and to have the commercial vehicles to work in peace and happy and commute people from one point to the other. I think there is nothing the executive, which includes the Commissioner of Transportation, would want to do. We don't have to come to the House and speak to us about it. So whatever it is that it takes to give the comfort to the people, we would accept that we would do.
I have to bring you back to this mode of collection thing, because that's the biggest complaint of drivers whenever they call, right? They are accusing NURTW and RTEN of using agberos to collect, and that these agberos are violent with them. They damage their vehicles when there's a dispute. I know that you've heard these complaints from your constituents
that's
before.
Correct.
What can be done to remove violence, to remove coercion, to remove intimidation from the process?
So you would also understand that when there are too many tickets, too many money is being collected, mm-hmm. people get to revolt, people get tired of paying it, and then you know people want to enforce as well, just to make sure they can get the money. But when you have a single ticket, the ticket will be sold at the bus park.
Okay.
So once you purchase a ticket from the bus park, it serves you the whole day.
So can I quote you as saying that there's a plan for drivers to buy a single ticket at the bus parks and that will serve for the whole day? I can quote you?
So yes, you can quote a single ticket. The idea behind the ticket is for a single ticket to be issued that will serve as a universal ticket across all local governments for a whole day.
So I buy that single ticket in Badagry and I can use it in Itiosa. I can use 100%
it in... 100% correct.
Okay, let's talk to Lagos. Lagos 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. If you are a woman, that's the number you should be calling. 01465-7190. And for the men, 0700-993-993-993. Let's talk to you now. Hello, thank you for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
Oh, yeah. My name is Ruben from Yaba.
Welcome, Ruben. Keep it very quick. Go ahead.
Yeah. The commissioner, the special advisor, I think...
He's a House of Assembly member.
Okay, House of Assembly member. He should speak about the agberos. The agberos and the NURTW, what is it going to do with them? Because if you say you want to do a ticketing, blah blah blah, and then all the transporters now go by that, these people are still on the road. They are still roaming about. They are still going about the streets. They will still be on that road. What are you doing in security work to keep these people off the road? Is it that you collect all the money and then you decide to divide it between the Lagos State government and the agbero union, or which one? We are more interested in the agberos. What are you doing about them?
All right, Ruben. Thank you very much for calling. Do you want to take that question, Honorable Adewale, or you want to talk to Ike first?
So, the issue of the bus drivers called agbero, I think part of them...
No, it's not the bus drivers who are the agbero. So the agberos are different.
The term agbero came from the bus drivers. Those are the guys that pick people. In Yoruba, it means... And Miro, they are the ones that carry passengers.
Okay.
So what he's talking about is
the union members are collecting this revenue,
mm-hmm.
and they are assumed to be the thugs. You'll be surprised that most of them actually went to school. Like somebody said, they said people are dropping off secondary schools to join the union. Quite unfortunate. But the truth is that they remain an integral part of the transport sector, whether you like it or not.
The Agberos remain an integral part of
because
the transport sector?
60% of them are the bus owners.
The Agberos who are intimidating drivers, who are coercing them,
those you call the Agberos,
threatening to remove
Agberos.
Their side mirrors, are
those,
okay?
Those you call the Agberos are not the Agberos.
Who are the Agberos?
And like I was speaking to my friend, I was saying they are not the ones that cause the traffic. I think it has to do a lot with the bus drivers themselves. The bus drivers are the ones that stop on the road to pick passengers and cause traffic. It has nothing to do. You will be so surprised that most of the problems you see on the traffic congestion are caused by the drivers.
Yeah, but we're not talking about traffic congestion now. We're talking about the violence that the Agberos met out to the drivers in a bid to collect the revenue.
So, like I said to you, all of that will be history. When there is a single, if you ask me to pay for a ticket, I would not see and I would not understand. I would fight you back, saying I wouldn't pay for it. And that's why you see those rancors. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes some of them stand up to fight them.
Okay. But
so
there,
now we have a singular ticket mm-hmm. by the state government.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, you can't take any money from me again.
But there will still need to be task forces on the road to make sure
yes.
that every commercial driver has that single ticket. How do we ensure that this task force doesn't abuse its power?
So, I won't be able to speak on behalf of the task force. I think they've been saddled with responsibility, and the law has created the opportunity for them to operate.
Mm.
It's like saying, how do you sanction people on the road for driving the cars? In everything you do, you have people. These are people that they go against the law at their will. Now, the task force will be saddled with responsibility, and I'm sure they'll be ready to riot act. For every time you're caught doing what is wrong, you would probably you'll face the penalty and the law.
But should these people even have a place in the revenue collection for the state? Why isn't LIRS collecting the revenue directly?
So you have to understand that it's a transport business. And for each bus, every bus must be registered to a PAC.
Can't LIRS leverage technology to help this happen, like in other countries?
So, from what I understand, the ticket, the daily ticket, is printed by the minting printing press or something, as far as I know. And I know there are security tickets that cannot be printed elsewhere. So, when you are given this ticket, it's given to the union, and the union has to pay for it. Whether they like it or not, once it's used, they pay for it. So, they can't print and they can't use another ticket because the bus drivers will revolt. I think a lot of PR and a lot of will be done from the Ministry of Information to well-equip people and understand their rights and how to go about with the ticket.
Couldn't the state just enroll all 200,000 commercial drivers on an electronic payment platform so that they can use USSD to pay by phone? I mean, you could have a few LIRS task forces that check online using the plate number, similar to what the state is trying to do right now for private cars.
So you would understand that it's a process. And I wish it could be done overnight. I wish it could be done as soon as possible.
Is there
but
even
it's
a plan
process.
To do it? Is there a plan
yes,
to do it?
Yes, there is. I can explain to you. I said, at the end of the day, it's going to be a cowrie. It's going to be like an Oyster card. It's going to be loaded, and you can use it.
Okay.
Easy.
All right. Honorable Temitope Adewale, thank you so much for your time. You've been very gracious.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Lagos, let's continue this conversation after the news at 6, shall we? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You can find me online, S. Ezekwesili on Twitter, S. Ezekwesili on Instagram, Sandra Ezekwesili on Facebook. Hard facts comes your way every single day from 3 p.m. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we bring you a huge policy conversation. And for the past few weeks, we've been talking about the transport sector in Lagos. And we just had the House Committee Chairman for Transportation. Don't go away.